Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comment for Tuesday, August 30th. After spending a brief bit of time at the end of the overnight session in positive territory, corn, wheat, and soybeans all traded lower on the day, with corn and wheat making new contract lows and contract low closes. Taking a look first at the corn, we've got December down 5 cents at 315 and three quarters. That's below the October of 2014 low at 318 and a quarter. Next target would be the September of 09 low at 302. Funds came in short almost 210,000 contracts of corn. May have added a couple of thousand contracts on the break below 318 and a quarter. Crop progress had the corn rated at 75% good to excellent. That was the same as last week versus 68% last year and 66% on a three-year average. And a noted private forecaster has lowered his corn yield estimate from 173 bushels an acre down to 172 based on the daytime and nighttime high temperatures during the month of July, which he feels is going to peel back that yield a little bit. It's still below the USDA at 175, but a pretty high number just the same. We got first notice day in the September futures tomorrow, and the harvest down in the Delta is running a bit behind schedule due to the excessive rains down there. As that begins to dry out, they should start to catch up. Also, the Argentine corn acreage could increase by about 25% this year. Moving to the wheat, we've got December finishing down 4 3/4 at 392 and a quarter. That's a new contract low. And Kansas City Dease, also new contract low close, down 5.5 cents at 396 and 3/4. We are hovering now down around 10-year lows in the wheat contracts. Spring wheat is 81% harvested versus 62% on average. The funds came in short about 120,000 contracts of wheat, maybe added 1,000 or 2,000 to that today. Russian wheat is about 69% harvested with yields up about 1.3 bushels per acre. Taking a look at the beans, we've got November finishing down 13.5 cents at 950 and 3/4. That's just above the support at 950, but it did break down as low as 946 and a half, a few cents above the August 2nd low at 943, and then traded back above 950 to settle at 950 and 3/4. Crop progress had the beans rated 73% good to excellent. That was up 1 point on last week versus 63% last year and 63% on the three-year average. USDA announced a sale of 126,000 tons of beans to unknown this morning. Second day in a row that we have had some good bean sales now. This is the highest late August soybean ratings since 1982, about 34 years, and funds are long about 100,000 contracts of beans coming in today. They may have liquidated 5,000 to 10,000 contracts today, and as we get below these support levels, that could accelerate that liquidation. Argentine soy acreage could drop by about 3% this year. Question still out there as to whether or not the Argentina will reduce the export tax on beans another 5% this year as promised during the election. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 50 points at 96.04, crude oil down 56 cents a barrel at 46.42, and the Dow trading down about 75 points, with gold down $11.30 an ounce at $1,315.80 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.